This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for January the 21st. Today's Bible verse is the same as yesterday, Romans 8:30. And those He predestined, He also called. Those He called, He also justified. Those He justified, He also glorified. End of quote. Our insight says, those He predestined, He also called. Those He called, He also justified. We discussed predestination and calling in the previous insights. Now we try to learn the concept of biblical justification. Justification is a big word. The dictionary defines justification, the action of showing something or someone to be right. End of quote. More than just showing right, it is a legal declaration. It comes out of a courtroom verdict. A judge legally announces a person is now free from the accusations based on the evidence presented. In the same way, God, who is the ultimate and final judge of all, declares from the heavenly court a transgressor or sinner is legally free from judgment and acceptable to Him because Jesus Christ, the Son of God, satisfied the divine justice by paying for the sinner's guilt by His sinless, divine, and broken body and shed blood on the cross. Remember, one of the criminals who was hung with Jesus acknowledged Jesus had done nothing wrong to be crucified. Then he turned to Christ in his agony and said this, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." End of quote. In essence, he was saying, "Jesus, please do not forget me. I want to be in your kingdom." You see, he believed in Jesus as the Lord and Savior. Instantly, Jesus turned and declared, "Truly, I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." End of quote. You see, justification is the result of a person's sincere and professed faith and trust in the Lord. In contrast to the Pharisee who boasted in his good works and accomplishments, Luke described a tax collector who beat his breast and said this, "God, have mercy on me, a sinner." Jesus said, "This man," referring to the tax collector, who acknowledged himself as a sinner and placed his faith and trust in the mercy of God, went home that day justified before God. He understood his inability to make him right with God. He believed in the mercy and salvation of God. The word used for justified there is a perfect passive participle that indicates the perfectness or completeness based on God's legal declaration that He is accepted in the presence of Him. In both of the above case studies, the trust and faith in God, not any work done, resulted in justification. God declared them as right with Him and welcomed them to His presence. Romans 3:20 establishes this truth when it says, "Therefore no one will be declared righteous in God's sight by the works of the law." Rather, through the law, we become aware of conscious of our sin. You see, the righteousness means the right standing in front of God. The age-old question is how a sinful man can stand in front of holy God and live with Him in heaven. Verse 22 then says, this righteousness is given. Make a note that it does not say attained, merited, or achieved, but it says it is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. Then it says there is no difference between Jew and a Gentile because all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. However, it says all are justified. Here that word comes again, justified. Freely, but not by works, by His grace through the redemption that came by Jesus Christ. It says how that happens. How it happens is this way. Listen, God displayed or presented Christ as the sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of His blood, referring to the death of Jesus Christ. And this justification is to be received by faith in Christ. Listen, God clothes a sinner with the righteousness of Jesus Christ. You see, people do not have righteousness in themselves to be right with God. This righteousness of God is imputed or alien righteousness, not self-righteousness. A sinner is covered with the righteousness of Jesus. The foreign or alien righteousness of Christ is given to a sinner, although he or she remains in sinful flesh and nature until death here on this planet Earth. It is a God-declared verdict, imputed and alien righteousness that results in God's justification. The book of Hebrews chapter 10 verse 14 informs us this. It says, "For by one sacrifice," referring to the sacrifice of Jesus, "he," means God, "has made perfect forever those who are being made holy." End of quote. It is an interesting and thought-provoking and powerful statement. Justification is a one-time declaration by God based on your sincere faith in the Lord Jesus and his death, burial, and resurrection on your behalf. The declaration that you are made perfect, not bits and pieces, but perfect forever. Perfect forever. A believer in Christ lives in that stage of perfectness, declaration of not guilty or justified forever. The justified sinner is holy and saint in the presence of God. The above verse also says a believer is being made holy as they grow in the Lord and live here on this planet Earth. You see, justification is the one-time declaration by which you are made perfect. However, the progressive sanctification follows justification. Justification and sanctification are different. Justification is the declared verdict of perfection and suitability to live in God's presence. At the same time, sanctification is the ongoing process of making you look more like Jesus Christ as spiritual maturity develops inside you with the help of the powerful Holy Spirit who is indwelling within you. Beloved, God wants to declare you justified and perfect forever based on the work of Jesus Christ. And God invites you to come to Jesus and place your sincere faith in him by believing he died, buried, and rose again for all of your sins. Would you pray after me? Father in heaven, I know you called me and invite me to receive justification freely by believing in Jesus Christ. Now I believe Jesus died, buried, and rose again for all of my sins. Please forgive my sins and I turn to you in trust. Please save me today. In the name of Jesus Christ I pray, amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.